More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I hope all of you had fantastic weekends. We are off and running with incompetence in the Biden administration continuing to build on virtually every front wherever you look. I just came back from filling up my gas tank, and prices are so high now at my local gas station that they won't even allow you to spend more than $100, and I can't even fill up my gas tank because of the price of gas with $100. I'm guessing this is some sort of fail-safe they put on back in the Trump days, or basically the days of any other president, when they thought to themselves, there's no way it's going to cost someone over $100 to fill up their gas tank. Well, welcome to the Biden administration. I want to hit on two different failures, one domestic, one foreign, that to me epitomize how bad the Biden administration is on all fronts right now. First of all, in Taiwan, and the discussion surrounding Taiwan, we have a policy of strategic ambiguity. That means that we never really let it be known whether or not we will provide military aid and defense to Taiwan in the event that China invades. This has become a bigger and bigger story, certainly, as everyone has seen what happens with Russia and Ukraine. Many people, certainly Buck and I on this show, have suggested that China is using the invasion of Ukraine by Russia as a proxy of sorts for what might happen in the rest of the world if they were to decide to invade Taiwan. Joe Biden was asked directly about that during his trip to Asia, and this is what he said. They've already, by the way, as we play it, had to clean this statement up because he is in utter embarrassment and a mess, and he can't even speak in cogent and intelligent fashion. Listen to this.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's a commitment we made.
Clay, can I just remind everybody of some of the, I mean, as you know, you already said, he had to walk it back. That is a huge, huge no-no. He's done this
multiple times now about this specific issue.
Yeah, he's walking around and he's reckless, and it's hard to get that mad at him because we also sit here and say, guys, he's declining. Like, they've put somebody who should be out there spending time with family and maybe feeding the squirrels in the backyard, and he's the commander in chief. And that's not what he should be doing right now. Just some headlines, Clay, just to give everyone a little reminder about the kind of things that when Trump would tweet anything about North Korea. Trump flirted with nuclear war with North Korea, The Intercept. Trump almost started nuclear war via Twitter. North Korea, what war with the U.S. would look like? That was Vox. Trump tweets about nuclear war with North Korea, risking, you know, all this. You go back and look at this.
Yeah.
They were threatening Trump wanted to talk to Kim Jong-un and they acted like we were going to be in nuclear war any moment. China's a much bigger concern for us than North Korea is. And yet one of these instances, one of these presidents, they would talk about the 25th Amendment. It's reckless. We're approaching nuclear holocaust unless we take him out of office. But Joe Biden, they go, yeah, no, don't worry. Karine Jean-Pierre is going to clean up the mess. Really? That's what we're dealing with now?
And this is probably the single most important question he could be asked in Asia. So of all the things that you would want him to get right and be able to answer in an intelligent, forthright manner, this is probably the most important question, one that everybody knew was coming. And Buck, the message of incompetence was set. I'm sure you saw this video. When he landed in South Korea, Biden sort of wobbly came down the steps of Air Force One with a mask on. He's walking down the steps by himself with no one else around, wearing a mask and those stupid aviator shades that he's constantly wearing too. So he basically has his entire face covered. As he gets down to where he is greeting all of the dignitaries that are arriving there in South Korea, he immediately takes his mask off and shakes all their hands and speaks as close as you possibly can to the faces of all the South Koreans. Now, I don't know that you can better epitomize the incompetence of an administration arriving for a foreign event and looking that incompetent. And as if that were not enough. So that's foreign affairs, where he is bombing on the world stage, unable to answer the most competent and important question in an intelligent fashion, dealing with whether or not we would go to war with China effectively in the event they decide to invade Taiwan. And look, the White House, of course, for like, this is the third or fourth time they've had to correct him on this Taiwan related issue. You would think that he would manage some form of competence at some point to get the answer right. We've got baby formula. We are in such disastrous, dire straits as it pertains to children in this country. There are babies being hospitalized, Buck, because they can't get, their parents cannot get the right baby formula. Abbott Labs is out there apologizing right now because of these hospitalizations of babies that are going on. We're having to fly in baby formula from Europe.
On military transport jets.
Yes.
I mean, it's like we're doing a reverse Berlin airlift of baby formula right now.
Think about how bad this is. Our administration, the Biden administration, is so bad right now that Europe is having to feed our babies. That's where we are. You could have never made any sort of argument that this could ever have occurred.
And if you just look at the scope of the baby formula argument specifically over the last month or so, do you remember early on? First of all, it was a right-wing meme. It wasn't true. That was what the blue checks.
When we started talking about this on this show, they said this is a made-up controversy. It doesn't really exist.
The whole thing. So that's what they were saying. And then they transitioned when it became clear, because people all over the country were saying, I can't get baby formula. This is freaking me out. You know, parents were understandably very upset. We could have taken calls for a whole show for 3 hours just on parents' outrage all over the country.
We had grandparents calling saying they were trying to help their grandchildren and their own children by searching for baby formula for them as well.
But the Biden administration argument initially was, hey, like, not really our thing here, you know, the market, man, whatever. And then when they realized that wasn't going to fly, especially when people are realizing their groceries are all more expensive, the money in their bank accounts is worth less with each passing month. Gas, you just said, the gas situation
is can't even fill up your car for $100 now.
So then they said, oh, okay, I guess maybe we should do something about the baby formula shortage. And so now they're working with, you know, companies and literally flying it in from Europe, as you said. And now they want a pat on the back? I mean, this is remarkable for the Biden administration. Look at the great job we're doing now that we can actually get some baby formula in here. And if you even look at the origins of the shortage crisis, it ties to the FDA apparently wrongly shutting down that Abbott lab. They did a full spectrum investigation of whether or not there was a bacterial poisoning of two babies, which obviously is a horrible tragedy, but it turns out doesn't seem like it actually came from that lab. And our own federal government, I believe, has some tariffs in place that make baby formula from, we don't really have the supply chain from the rest of the world because there's a tariff that we have, which we don't often think about, that makes it not economically competitive to bring baby formula into the country. Until now, obviously, things have changed. So regulation, FDA incompetence, slow Biden administration, babies don't have the food they need. I mean, this is just an encapsulation of the level of incompetence we are dealing with. And I do think a big part of the problem is that we have a media that was so complicit, Clay, in elevating this guy and acting like, yeah, Joe Biden's going to unify the country and the adults are in charge. I mean, I was just thinking about this morning. Remember his primary talking point, really, was, I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. Now we're 18 months in. Oh, he's shutting down parts of the economy, all right. You know, he's messing things up there royally. And he definitely did not shut down the virus, as we have 100,000 cases a day still after forced vaccination, et cetera, et cetera. This is a disaster.
No doubt. And we've also managed to be shipping baby formula to the border for illegal immigrants that are coming across. They have stacks and stacks of it there. It's so bad. And to me, I don't know how you overcome this if you're the Biden administration, because the baby formula having to be shipped in from Europe in order to feed babies in the United States is such a level of incompetence that it's hard to get past for many people. I think it crystallizes the Biden administration's failures on virtually every front. And it's so bad that even our good friend Brian Stelter at CNN is acknowledging how bad this is making the Democrats and Joe Biden.
That's really bad, Clay. It's really bad.
You know it's bad when Mr. CNN Plus has to acknowledge how bad the Biden administration is doing. Listen to this.
You saw those pictures in the corner of the screen a few moments ago. The first military flight carrying an emergency supply of baby formula has just landed near Indianapolis, Indiana. Baby formula flown in on a military plane. This is part of the Biden administration's Operation Fly Formula, as Americans are coping with a nationwide shortage. The pallets of baby formula were flown here from Germany. This staff, the master sergeant overseeing the shipment, telling his staff, quote, we are literally saving babies. But this is both a failure as well as a success. The existence of this plane is a failure of the government and a failure of corporations as well, even though these pictures today are meant to symbolize a success by the Biden administration.
If you ignore the boiling water on the stove to the point where the whole kitchen catches fire, now you've got to call the fire department, you don't get to actually pat yourself on the back for calling the fire department. You know what I mean? Like, this is not, we're not doing this thing here where, oh, look at Joe Biden.
What they're trying to do.
Of course, because what else are they going to do? Otherwise, people are realizing, they're looking at this, and Clay, in the background of the shortages we have in baby formula, Elizabeth Warren and other Democrats are talking about passing new bills. They're going to call it, you know, anti-greed bills or anti-price gouging. They're putting price controls in place.
They're trying,
I'm not exaggerating when I say the idiots that rule over you right now, folks, in the Democrat Party, do not understand basic supply and demand. They do not understand how the market functions.
Which is why every time we have a senator on this show, one of the questions I want to ask and do ask is, can you guys run out the clock? Because as bad as things are in the Biden administration so far, he's actually being protected from his worst ideas and the worst ideas of the party by Joe Manchin, by the courts, by people who are not allowing him to implement his policies. Things are so bad that the single most important thing that should be on the shelves for anyone when you walk into a grocery store, the single most important thing, baby formula. Because you can't replace it easily with anything else. If they're out of orange juice, all right, buy apple juice. If they're out of bananas, you can buy oranges, whatever. If your favorite beer is not there, you can find another type of beer. You can't replace baby formula. That's what babies eat at young ages. And there are babies hospitalized, Buck, right now, because their parents can't find baby formula to feed them. And I don't know that it's possible to have any more crystal clear example of Joe Biden's failures than those airplanes arriving military transports from Europe to feed our babies.
And let's just be clear. It's not as if it's possible to find it. I mean, there's a shortage, meaning it doesn't exist within driving distance, or you can't get it delivered to you in a timely enough fashion online. You can't get it, right? This is what those parents are facing right now. And I want all of them to remember. I mean, I want everyone listening, I should say, to remember. A month ago, the Biden administration was like, it's on our, don't worry.
It's made up.
Not a big deal.
Those right-wing media people like Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, they're just making up this story. Even though I was hearing from so many of you out there, and we were hearing from so many of you, and we opened up phone lines, this was exactly what's going on. Biden administration finally catches up. and decides they have to bring in military transport planes. I hope this takes care of it, because now FedEx is trying to distribute some of the baby formula out there to places that are most in need of it. But the fact that we even got here is an utter indictment of the Biden administration, and yet more evidence of why a red wave must happen in 6 months. Got to tell you, everybody's trying to save money. Just talked with you about how much money it costs to fill up the gas tank, how difficult it is to find products out there as inflation continues to skyrocket. Are you paying too much for your cell phone bill? Chances are, if you don't have Pure Talk, you are. That's why you need Pure Talk to replace what you're paying too much for right now. It's the exact same service. Can save you $900 a year when you use Pure Talk for your cell phone service. My son's got it. 14-year-old loves having his own Pure Talk plan. It's been great for us. He's taking exams right now at school. When the exams are over, boom, sends us a text. We can go pick him up, and you can find this for your family as well. It's exact same 5G quality cell phone service as the bigger, better known competitors, and you can save $900. Did I mention $900 in savings? Super easy too. You can keep your same phone. You can keep your same number. You just get to be $900 wealthier. How do you do it? From your cell phone right now, dial #250, save Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over in less than 10 minutes. Same phone number, just $900 more in your pocket. From your phones right now, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That's #250, say Clay and Buck.
From the front lines of truth, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats view the party as weak, a large number of them. There's also such sharp criticism of the president reacting too slowly. What's the signal here for Democrats?
The fact that young voters, black voters, Latino voters now also
are in agreement that the president isn't necessarily doing enough to take on the economic challenges and inflation. That's the secret sauce. If you can't convince young people, black people, Latino voters in this state, like Georgia and others across the country, you're going to see Democrats lose big statewide elections.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. That was on CBS. And the Democrats are ringing the alarm bells, Clay, over not just the usual Republican off-year midterm election momentum situation, but when you're talking about a bigger gap in favor of Republicans for Hispanic, Latino voters going red, essentially, going for the Republican Party, than white male voters. You're watching a major political realignment happening, in a sense, right now, in clear response to the failures of the Biden administration. But I would just put this out there. The funniest thing for the press, because they have to do this, right? It's the same thing every month we've had the inflation numbers going up, is now they're like, oh, gosh, guys, like, Biden's really not so good at this economy thing. Who could have ever? And you and me and every person listening to this right now all across the country is going, we told you so, you idiots. This was the most predictable thing you could ever imagine.
Not only that, this destroys the entire identity politics argument of the Democrats. Because if you've got Hispanics breaking for Republicans like is occurring right now, how in the world do you argue? You got Asians breaking, you got black people breaking Republican, all of this is happening. And honestly, it happened in 2020. It just got snowed under by all the COVID insanity. It really almost becomes impossible for the entire narrative that Democrats foist upon us daily, which is America's a fundamentally racist country and Republicans represent the worst of American history. Well, if overwhelmingly minorities are rejecting that argument, it's only liberal white people who are trying to sell that argument. It destroys the entire basis for the entire Democrat worldview.
The reality of the Republican Party right now is we are telling every black and Latino voter across the country who is not already a Republican, please come join our side.
Yes.
Please come be a part of what we're doing here.
We want you to be a part of the party.
Please join Team Reality, where we have lower taxes and less regulation and more freedom. You are more than welcome.
And you can get a job.
Yeah, and you can get a job, and the future is bright. Guys, I got to tell you about a little fashion tip here. For those of you wearing suits and dress clothes every day, you got to get yourself a pair of Wolf and Shepherd dress shoes. These are the most comfortable dress shoes ever. I've had them for years. Honestly, before I even teamed up with Clay on the show, I was wearing Wolf and Shepherd shoes. I absolutely love them. They have a simple mission: equip professionals with footwear they're going to feel comfortable in all day. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to those dress shoes. Their first big success was the crossover style, but they have so many that are absolutely amazing. You can wear these all day, 14 or 15 hours a day. It's going to feel like you're wearing sneakers, but you look slick in them. Once Wolf and Shepherd shoes are part of your routine, you're going to feel the same way. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, one word, wolfandshepherd.com.
On the front lines of truth.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Lots that we are catching up with on the Monday edition of the program. But one of the things that I've been most fired up for a long time, we got a lot of listeners down in Georgia, Buck. And you know that I am an Atlanta Braves fan. Primarily through my 11-year-old, I'm going to be down in Atlanta with him, watching a bunch of games, broadcasting from our Atlanta affiliate next month. I can't wait to be down there at Truist Park. Braves win the World Series. But the All-Star game was pulled out of Atlanta because Major League Baseball bought into the idea that the new Georgia voting rights bill was Jim Crow 2.0. Well, the numbers are being destroyed in terms of early voters. And I want to play for you an audio list of all of the Democrats who said the Georgia bill was Jim Crow 2.0. They were all 1,000,000,000% wrong. Of course, they haven't apologized, but listen to this.
I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic.
We are living through the worst assault on the right to vote since the Jim Crow era. And yesterday, on the Senate floor, white nationalists use the Jim Crow filibuster to block voting rights legislation.
Senate Republicans voted to aid and abet the most dangerous campaign of voter suppression since Jim Crow.
What we're seeing across the states today is nothing short of Jim Crow in the 21st century.
We are always going to push back against these sort of bigoted, racist, Jim Crow 2.0 style voting laws.
Parts of our country are backsliding into the days of Jim Crow, passing laws that harken back to the era of poll taxes.
It's horrifying that you have any Democrat, Clay, saying this. I mean, it's just so dishonest and divisive and destructive. And yet, it's not just random Democrats. That was Joe Biden, the president of the United States.
He traveled to Georgia to have a specific speech about this being Jim Crow 2.0.
And they are breaking records in Georgia for early voting. So somehow, the super evil and, oh, it's so racist, voting integrity laws the state of Georgia has passed are so effective at being racist and blocking minorities from voting that you have all-time high turnout already happening in early voting, all-time high minority turnout happening in early voting. It's almost like the Democrats are shameless liars who do not care that everything they said about this has already proven to be false.
The numbers are this. I'm reading directly from a graphic from the Georgia Secretary of State. Over 800,000 people have voted early in the state of Georgia in 2022. That compares to total voting that is out there in 2018 of under 400,000 voters. That was the last midterm early voting. So we have over doubled in terms of the state of Georgia what was done in 2018, and they have already pulled, which is pretty wild, they have already pulled these arguments are just vanishing, right? They lied about Jim Crow 2.0. You got Stacey Abrams out there. By the way, the vote is tomorrow in Georgia, the official primary day, and it looks like Herschel Walker is going to win overwhelmingly and will be the nominee for the Republicans against Reverend Warnock. And it looks like Brian Kemp is going to comfortably win the Georgia governor's primary against Perdue. And so he's going to be going up against Stacey Abrams again in 2018. But you got Stacey Abrams out there saying Georgia is the worst state to live in America, which is maybe the worst line that anybody running for governor of any state has ever. Who would vote for her when she's out there saying that Georgia is the worst state in America? That's the worst argument I've ever heard by any governor candidate ever. Like, you want to at least tell the people of your state, hey, we're friendly, we're buddies with you.
Well, when you're the fake governor of Georgia, Clay, well, you're pretty upset until you become, I guess, the real governor of Georgia, which is also not going to happen. And I think what people are realizing right now is that this wave that we're expecting, I mean, there's so many people that the Democrat media has been propping up. I mean, you know, the corporate media on the left has been pretending, you know, Beto O'Rourke and
what
and
happens
Stacey
when they
Abrams.
Get crushed? When Stacey Abrams and Beto get crushed, are they done?
No,
like, or will
no,
they emerge again?
They've basically, they're now essentially pundits who pretend to be politicians, right? They're out there doing media and I think are going to be once again losers in politics. But remember, you know, Joe Biden, this is the third time they ran this guy for president. It was absurd. It was reckless. And yet somehow he sits at 1600 Pennsylvania. So they will, you got to give them credit. They're shameless, but they stick to it on the Democrat side of things. In Georgia specifically, I wonder if the messaging, think about this, the messaging is going to be in the state of Georgia that Republicans are super racist. So they passed the super racist law. And the reality is, you're having bigger turnout you've ever had. No voting is being suppressed. It is a total lie. And oh, Republicans are also super excited to vote for Herschel Walker. So this is how racist in the state of Georgia the GOP is. They're passing laws that are good for voter integrity after there were some very real questions, to put it mildly, in the 2020 election. And one of the most exciting candidates in the GOP in the Senate race in the whole country is Herschel Walker. But we're going to get lectures about racism all the time from Democrats. At some point, it just doesn't work anymore. You know, at some point it falls on deaf ears, as it should.
And by the way, we've updated you and continued to update you on how tight the race has been in Pennsylvania between Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick. And by the way, the most recent numbers that I'm seeing there, it appears Dr. Oz is going to win. It's around 1,000 votes separating those two. I mean, it couldn't almost be any closer at all. We don't know exactly how many votes are still out there, but that margin has stayed somewhat around. I'm looking at it right now. I think it's a little bit over 1,000, like 1,060 at the most recent numbers that I'm seeing right now. But what I want to bring up is, in addition to what you're talking about with Herschel Walker, who I think is going to win in the state of Georgia,
yep,
and knock Reverend Raphael Warnock back to his pulpit, look at the voting in the Republican primary. Democrats like to talk about how inclusive and diverse their candidates are, when really, it's very often, look at who's running the Democrat Party right now. It's a bunch of old white people. It's Joe Biden. It's Chuck Schumer, and it's Nancy Pelosi. Look at what happened in the Republican primary. Dr. Oz looks like he's going to win a really close race. If he wins in Pennsylvania, he would be the first Muslim to ever be elected to the United States Senate. Okay. Simultaneously, Kathy Barnett got just shy of 25% of the vote in Pennsylvania, black woman running for the nomination in the Republican primary. Now, I'm not saying people were voting for them because of their identities, because that's what Democrats claim to do. But these people are telling running such good campaigns and telling such compelling stories to the audience, the electorate, that in the Republican primary, I'm doing math live, right, Buck, which is always difficult, but right around 57% of Republican primary voters in Pennsylvania voted for a Muslim candidate or a black woman to represent them statewide in Pennsylvania. Does that, to you, Buck, sound like something that a super racist party would do?
Think about the recent stars that are emerging within the Republican Party. You have Winsome Sears and Mayorkas, along with Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. You have, as you said, Dr. Oz. You'd be the first Muslim American at that, you know, to be elected to. Is it the first to the Senate? Is that really?
I believe I'm correct. Somebody can let me know if I'm wrong in that.
But my reading
is that there's never been a Muslim senator before, and Dr. Oz would be the first.
And obviously we've talked about Herschel Walker, and there are other candidates too. But the GOP view of all this is we just want the best people. We just want people that are going to represent the values that we share. And we want to bring as many folks in as we possibly can. And we fundamentally do not care about the identity politics of different politicians. We want people that are great, and it doesn't matter. We just want good people. I also would just say, on the issue of Pennsylvania specifically, you think about all of the time that we're told, there's not really any voting fraud. And then you say, well, what about this person who went to prison for voting fraud? And what about that person who went to? And I know there are a lot of people who have been asking and reaching out specifically about the Dinesh D'Souza movie. I've watched it. I've talked to Dinesh. I've interviewed Dinesh about this. Voter fraud is very real, and voter fraud doesn't have to be huge to be a problem. I mean, now I know we're talking about on the primary side, so that's why I think it illustrates the point well here. Even a small number of illegal ballots could be the difference in a Senate race, as we're seeing right now. And I think we're more allowed to talk about it because I'm not saying anyone's committing fraud in Pennsylvania. I'm just saying, if you don't get it really as right as you can with what ballots should be counted, Clay, this race in the primary is probably going to come down to 500 votes, 1,000 votes. I mean, think about the margins that we see in these contested states. That's why, for a place like Georgia, to try to have more accountability, to tighten things up, to have better surveillance if there are going to be drop boxes, etc., makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. Because you don't need 50,000 fake ballots to throw an election. You need 5,000, maybe.
How bad is Brian Kemp going to have to beat Stacey Abrams for her to be willing to concede?
Well, this is what I always say. Republicans have to have the fraud margin on their side, meaning that,
like,
you have
what's
to beat
the number
them.
If she loses, she lost by 50,000 basically in 18, Buck. If we get to 100, does she concede acknowledge?
We need six figures. If it's a six figure loss, I think she'll probably have to say, well, I'm still the fake governor, but you know, I did lose. Come back to more on this, including the Hillary story that the media is not talking about, but we will be talking about it here. We're not letting that one go. the Russia collusion hoax. It's all coming together, folks. Look, our days are full of activities. They're long, and Clay and I wouldn't want it any other way. Having the right level of sustained energy all day is obviously a good thing. Being able to focus on what's in front of us, that's essential. Our friends at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, Chalk, ensure that you have the right levels of both energy and focus with their excellent lineup of supplements. In fact, their male vitality stack includes the right supplement ingredients for not only energy and focus, but also vitality in terms of having the right levels of testosterone, too. We mentioned it before. It's worth mentioning again. American men have huge drops in testosterone over the last 50 years or so. That's what the studies show you. Chalk pays attention to all of that. The top ingredient in Chalk Daily is clinically proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. The smart people working at Chalk have combined powerful, natural, and clinically studied herbal extracts to produce these helpful supplements. They're game changers for men who want to have full, productive days with no peaks or crashes. Chalk is a Texas-based company founded by seventh-generation Texans. Their manufacturing is all done here in the U.S. Get the ultimate daily boost for American men. Visit Chalk.com, that's C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Buck, that's B-U-C-K, as the code when you buy online, and you will get a 30% savings. That includes their popular Male Vitality Stack. One more time, chalk.com, C-H-O-Q, chalk.com. Use that code BUCK for 30% off.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Voices of sanity in an insane world.
Welcome. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We have so much to discuss with you today. And in the next hour, we're not letting it go. Just because the Democrat-aligned media doesn't seem to think it's a big deal that Hillary gave the order. I mean, for those of you who are a few...
She ordered the code red.
That's exactly where I was going.
No, did I steal your line?
It's all right. It's all right, Travis. It's all right.
It's a great film. It's a great film.
Mr. Clay Travis, it is a great film. She did order the code red, and we all know it now, and it's come out in court. And Robbie Mook is the guy who has said this now, because they're looking at this, and you could go to prison if you lie under oath. And so when they say, do the communications exist? Do you know? Did Hillary Clinton actually order this thing? Which is remarkable, because if you just line this up, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. If you were to line it up, our opposition at this stage to the Biden administration, when I say opposition, yeah, I oppose a lot of the ideas of the Biden administration. If they had been super successful, I'd be sitting here saying, well, you know, we got to come up with some ideas to maybe keep improving on their good stuff that they've done. Fortunately for us, everything we said about how these were stupid ideas was correct, and they're ruining the economy and making all kinds of mistakes. But it's at least rooted in the results being bad. If you go back to what it was like at this stage going into the midterms for Donald Trump, the opposition to Trump was 90% that the Democrat elites hated him and Russia collusion, some version of he's a traitor, Russia, all this stuff. It was a lie. The whole thing was a lie and a fabrication. And we know this. And, you know, the Durham probe is still going. At least it'll get. I've always said this. Don't expect anyone important to go to prison. Like anyone who writes me, Hillary's going. No, she's not. She's not going to prison, folks.
It might kill her as a candidate, though. You know, because the Democrats don't. If Biden doesn't run, and that's a big discussion we could have, because I do think this is significant, even though they're trying to pretend it isn't.
So it's also fascinating to watch the way that, you know, different. It's like in sports, different teams match up well against certain teams, even if.
Yeah.
My confidence that Donald Trump would beat Hillary if for some reason she became the nominee. I mean, I got a 90% confidence interval that Donald Trump will beat Hillary Clinton if he runs against her again. So I think the Democrats are probably at some level aware of that. But anyway, she is clearly behind in a meaningful way the Russia collusion situation, which also in this era we live in, Clay, of, you know, they've brought back the disinformation. The disinformation czar, just so everybody knows. They haven't. This is what they always do. They had to back off because Soviet Mary Poppins was not going to get it done. But now they have the spoonful of sugar was not going to make the disinformation go down. But now they have Chertoff. The Biden administration has announced that Michael Chertoff, former DHS head, I think under the Bush administration, he was a co-author of the Patriot Act, by the way. I don't know. He will now be the disinformation board head. This doesn't make me feel better. We made fun of Soviet Mary Poppins, but I don't want any disinformation board inside the government. They shouldn't be doing this.
No doubt. And by the way, and we need to continue to hammer this. I read the New York Times every day, Buck, because I think it's important to know what is being said by
reading
both
the lib
sides
playbook
of the equation.
You gotta know.
That's right. You know, they still haven't covered Robbie Mook admitting under oath that Hillary Clinton is the source of the leak. They haven't written a single article in it, in the New York Times, not in the Saturday edition of the newspaper, not in the Sunday edition of the newspaper. Maybe it showed up Monday. I haven't read the Monday edition fully yet. But you want to talk about what disinformation is, to tie in with what you're talking about? It's choosing what you can also cover or not cover. And if you're a diehard reader of the New York Times, you don't even know that Hillary Clinton's campaign manager testified under oath last week that she okayed the release of this information alleging that Donald Trump and Russia were connected. She was that source.
The greatest,
not even out there. You don't know it.
Political disinformation,
yes,
campaign in living memory. And the Democrats, who want a disinformation czar to be doing their bidding from within the government, perpetrated against Donald Trump that disinformation. A soft coup by the deep state, by the Democrats. We will break this down coming up.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.